Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now we want to get some good news out of Nepal, because there is so little. 5 days after that massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake stopped the country in its tracks, then plunged it into mourning, there have been rescues. A four-month-old baby. And then crowds cheered as teenager Pemba Tamang was carried away on a stretcher after being pulled from the wreckage of a building in Kathmandu. Eddie Thurston is a Fairfax County, Virginia firefighter who was part of a team of firefighters from that county that joined another team from Los Angeles to be part of the USAID Disaster Assistance Response Team that rescued that teen. Eddie's on the line from Nepal. And start at the beginning, would you? How did you even know where to look for him?
The government of Nepal, their rescue team, had found the victim. And a team from Los Angeles arrived on site, a small team, and then they called us to come in and assist them with the government of Nepal to help extricate the victim.
Well, we heard that this young man was calling out and that people actually heard him from under the rubble. What did you do once you got to the site?
Once we arrived on the site, we spoke with the Los Angeles team who were already on site. And they were kind of advising us of the situation and equipment needed and that sort of thing. So we started trying to arrange all that equipment and getting some more assistance on site to assist the Nepal rescue team.
What kind of equipment do you use? Because we've seen people with their hands, with their bare hands lifting things. But what did you do?
I mean, sometimes that works well. I mean, we just have many different types of tools to breach concrete, to lift things that maybe have somebody trapped. Airbags, different kind of jacks, that sort of thing, just to help lift concrete or any kind of thing that may be trapping the victim.
Yeah. Well, you're doing this work, and then there he is. I mean, look, I'm sure you have found lifeless bodies. What was that like to, yeah?
It's always great. I mean, in these situations, a terrible disaster like this, to get a live rescue. It's just a great feeling, and we train very hard at this. We work very hard to stay proficient in this kind of work, and it's always good to be able to help somebody survive from a situation like that.
5 days. I mean, can you explain as a firefighter with what you know? How could he have survived?
I was also at the Haiti earthquake in 2010, and humans are remarkable, and many can survive many days in that type of environment. And that's kind of why we do what we do, to help get them out of their situations, yeah, even after that amount of time.
Well, 5 days. And not only that, you had, we could see in the pictures, you had what looked like hundreds of Nepalese watching. What was it like in the crowd?
It was very busy. I think everybody was very excited to be able to find this person and be able to get him out of that terrible situation.
Yeah. So how would you characterize this day in Nepal?
I think it was certainly a very good day. Like I said, we had many small teams out doing searches, trying to find a victim. And anytime we find a live rescue, it's just a very good thing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, and do you think, are you still looking?
Yes, ma'am. That's my understanding. I think we're going to be sending more teams out tomorrow to search different sites in the hopes of finding another survivor.
Hmm. We wish you well. Eddie Thurston, Fairfax County, Virginia firefighter, part of the USAID Disaster Assistance Response Team that rescued a teenage boy today, 5 days after the massive Nepal earthquake. The rare sound of good news.